I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. When it comes to hot-button issues and the ongoing debate over what to do about healthcare, there is perhaps no button hotter than Medicaid. Unfortunately, there seems to be a lot of misconceptions about this program. Not to be confused with Medicare, the federal health insurance program mostly for people 65 and older, Medicaid is the public insurance program for low-income individuals and families that's funded jointly by federal and state governments. In 2015, Medicaid covered 97 million Americans, including 4.7 million Texans. Many people believe that most poor people are covered under Medicaid. It is true that Medicaid is meant for this underserved population, but the beneficiaries are primarily children, mothers, and the elderly. While more than 40% of Medicaid enrollees are children, children account for less than one-fifth of Medicaid spending. Rather, about half of all Medicaid dollars are spent on seniors and the disabled. Specifically, the bulk of this spending goes toward long-term care in nursing homes after all other assets have been depleted. Even though these populations only make up a little over 20% of Medicaid enrollees, they typically require more and more expensive health care services. For many seniors, while Medicare often picks up much of the cost, Medicaid is a crucial resource, filling in gaps in coverage with nearly 10 million seniors nationwide dually enrolled in both Medicare and Medicaid. There are many thoughtful views on what to do about Medicaid spending, but first knowing where Medicaid dollars are being spent is vital to helping move the conversation forward. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.